Okay. It's gonna take a second because I'm getting a little used to this again. For one thing, I'm on my back porch. I'm not really pointing the mic at myself, and I have something in my foot. So, okay. So, what is this? Well, this first of all, me moving a chair. Second of all, I'm on my back porch. I haven't been here to record since November, maybe? Maybe not November. I think December I recorded something. But it has been a long time since I recorded anything with the direct purpose of releasing it, especially in kind of a journal format. So, here we are. I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you probably know who I am, but I'll reiterate it. My name is Justin Deal, a.k.a. Nell Operations, a.k.a. J. Samuel Deal. And you are listening to The Hidden Node, I guess. I don't know. It is a podcast because, well, it's downloadable through an RSS feed. It's an audio format, and you can subscribe. So I guess in a way it is a podcast, but it's not a full podcast. It's an audio journal more than anything. And I want to try to keep up with it. And you're probably hearing my mouth kind of going weird because I'm going left and right with my thinking or moving my head, and I'm not moving the microphone with me, and I'm using a handhold. So, if it doesn't sound perfect, oh well. There is going to be minimum editing to this. I might try to get rid of some of the white noise in the background. But no, I kind of like the fan, and I kind of like the crickets. So, depending on how loud and noisy the two of them are, that will determine if I take them out or not, or try to. So like I said, this is just basically a journal. I need to get back into the habit of it. I need to get back into the habit of stepping away from that gaming rig and getting back to productivity. And I felt more productive when I was podcasting. Maybe it's faux productivity because it doesn't really lead to anything directly monetary or skill-wise, I don't know. But still, it's a hobby I loved and it's a hobby I want to get back into. And I like hearing my own voice, so I guess we're okay there. If you like hearing my voice too, then feel free to keep listening. So, what's happening right now? Well, the most recent thing that happened was 5 minutes ago, in which I finished writing the beta outline for the novel. Redrafted all 30 chapters. It ended up being something like 38, 39 when I was done. Yes, I know, my second draft is going to be bigger than my first draft. I don't know, that might be how I work. Who knows? It has taken me, April 2nd I'm recording this? It has taken me 2 months and 20 days to get to this point, to be finished with just the getting ready bits of editing, the having reread the novel, having taken notes on the novel, having gotten the draft ready, the outline draft, I should say, ready. 2 months and about 3 weeks. Do you know how long it took me to write the novel? Well, okay, counting the 2 weeks I spent outlining it before NaNoWriMo, 2 months, 3 weeks. Crap. Yeah. So, needless to say, I wasted a lot of time. That's what it comes down to. I have wasted a lot of time in February and March. Now I've got no excuse. When I was last recording these, I was pulling in 3,000 to 4,000 words a day. I won NaNoWriMo 11 days ahead of schedule. You got to 50,000 words by November 20th. It then took me a month and 2 weeks to write the remaining 30,000 words. Not a proud moment. So, I've been doing a lot of dicking around with this novel. I'm still further along in the novel than I've been in any other story before. And I'm really determined to keep that mindset active of, writers finish things. I've never finished writing a novel and editing it and getting it ready to sell. Is this novel worth publishing? I don't know. I really don't. I love the story. Right now, would I publish it? No. It's a first draft. There's so much that needs to be fixed. And I'm a little intimidated by the second draft. Because I have to rewrite like 50% of it. And then readjust the other 50%. And that's terrifying to me. I've never done something that big. It's 80,000 words, and I know that's kind of small for a sci-fi novel, that's terrifying to me. I mean, 80,000 words. I could do it. I know I can do it, it frightened me. So, starting tomorrow, April 3rd, I'm going to start doing the rewrite. I gotta. I gotta get it going. So I'm going to. I have to. I don't know. I want to try to get to 3,000 words a day. If I can get to 3,000 words a day done, let's rephrase that. Let's not even shoot for 3,000 words. Forget 3,000 words. A chapter a half a day. No, a chapter a day, at best. A chapter a day, half a chapter minimum a day. For the next 38 days would finish it for us. Plus or minus the 5 or 6 interludes that happen inside of there. A month and a week. A month and 2 weeks. Let's call it a month and 2 weeks just with the interludes. Can I do that? It'll be the middle of May when I'm done. It seems like a long time, longer than it should be. That's my deadline, though. The middle of May, May 15th. Let's say that right now. May 15th, I will be done with my beta draft and have it ready for my beta readers. Okay? I'm putting it out there right now. If you're listening and you're one of the people who has asked or been asked to be a beta reader, you'll have it by May 16th. I'll be done on the 15th. I'm gonna do it. I want to be done this year with a novel ready to go. Ready to put in Amazon, ready to put on the Kindle. I don't know if it's going to be this novel, but I'm not starting another novel until this is done. I'm not. I need to get better at it. I need to be a goddamn pro. I'm such a freaking amateur right now. It's taking me 2.5 months. Yeah, I got a day job. Yeah, it's a lot of stress. But a lot of other writers have day jobs. A lot of other writers have pulled through and have been through worse. So I need to fix this shit. And I will. Okay, that's out there. Starts tomorrow, April 3rd through May 15th. I will be writing my second draft of my story. I will be done on time. I will. I don't know what I'm going to do to punish myself if I don't. And that's so much punishment. But What do you do when you're doing a job and you don't get the job done? What do you do? Well, you get fired. Well, how do I fire myself? I'm not going to stop writing just because I didn't finish the story in time. How do I fire myself? Vacation time, I guess. Take away my vacation time, which I don't know what that means. Does that mean no Dragon Con? That's a scary thought, taking away my Dragon Con privilege if I don't finish writing a novel in time. Well, maybe that's the right way. Who knows? Besides that, I got an offer from a good friend to possibly write some short fiction in his universe. And that's cool. I like that. I like that a lot. So I basically asked him, go ahead and get me a writing Bible together. Just some concepts I need to know for his story. And once he does that, I will start working on his short story. And yes, I am going to work on that while I am doing edits to the beta draft. Why am I going to do that? Because real writers do shit like that. Because you do multiple things. You work on multiple projects. You have multiple fires going at once. You reach out, you network, you expand. That's what you do. Do I magically think I'm going to be able to do everything at once like a writer? No. God, no. I look at the volume Nathan Lowell has. And I was like, whoa. I could do that if I didn't have the day job. Can't do that right now. But it doesn't mean I can't do more than one project. So that's what I'm going to start with. So, okay, I guess it's getting kind of late. In fact, let me double check the time real fast and see if we have enough for the first kind of intro episode to Hidden Node. Well, that's actually kind of surprising to me. We're only at 12 minutes. I was expecting a bit more. So, one second. So, different angle for the microphone right now, so you might be hearing me kind of weird. I bet the whole freaking thing is kind of weird sounding. But, regardless, I'm probably screaming in your ears unintentionally, and I'm sorry for that. Okay, back to normal. So that's the writer's front. Gaming wise, and no, I'm not talking video games, I'm talking tabletop games actually right now. So, it is April 3rd, which means in 18 days, 2 weeks, 4 days, I will be running my first local game in about 5 years. I will be running a campaign of Werewolf the Apocalypse, but I'll be running it in Sandopunk. So, basically, Roman Greco kind of period, biblical times. Except with werewolves. Because why not, right? Got Patty, my wife, working, or playing with us. My friend Greg out from St. Pete will be playing with us. And Natalie from Mark will be playing with us. There's a chance my roommate will be joining us too. But we'll see. It depends on how he feels. But I'm really looking forward to it. And what's got me thinking about it a lot is the fact that my dice came today. I may have a dice buying habit. I don't know. I don't know how well this is picking up on the microphone, but I bet it's still picking up just fine. So, I basically have picked up another set of 50 dice, $20 for like 50 10-sided dice, and they're actually pretty good quality. Add that to the $25 I spent for 400 six-sided dice. I have a growing set, so to speak. So, yeah, this is interesting. It's gonna be fun running the campaign. Outside of campaigns I'm running, friend Andrew Henderson or Andrew Eckhart will be I don't know what he wants to go by half the time. He will be running a Scion one-shot. I've never played this particular game from White Wolf. I've heard about it, but I've never actually sat down and read the books before. So I'm looking forward to the game. I'm going to probably butcher the names of a lot of the deities I'm a part of. That's okay. But I'm looking forward to the game. It looks like fun. And finally, one of the big things I'm waiting for is, I've talked about them before on the blog and different podcasts in the past. My friend Derek Zended, who is the host of The Hidden Grid, not to be confused with The Hidden Node. We are two different shows. one is a Shadowrun fancast. The other is a blog from a guy in a top hat sitting on his back porch. So, Derek has invited me to be a co-host on his podcast, and unfortunately right now he's a little bit overly busy because, well, you know, wife, work, and new baby. So, such things will keep a man on his toes. But I'm looking forward to, one, getting involved with this game. Well, getting involved in the show and doing the Shadowrun fancast. I love the Shadowrun in general. And then the fact that he's also going to be running a 4th edition campaign of Shadowrun, which I'm looking forward to as well. We're going to be recording those and putting those out as in-between episodes of Hidden Grid we record. That's going to be fun. That's going to be a lot of fun. So, I'm looking forward to it. I am. So, I guess I'm kind of winding down, huh? Yeah, I think I am. We're going on 17 minutes now. And I think you guys have a good idea of what I'm going through in terms of writing and RPing and social and all that. So, I think we're good. So, this has been Justin Deal, a.k.a. Null Operations. And I am signing off. Toodaloo.